a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It is 32 degrees.
Still crash-free on our roadways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin this half hour with a story on China facing more criticism today, and we've got unemployment numbers also about to be released.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, U.S. intelligence reports China intentionally concealed death and case numbers from coronavirus, leading other countries not to take the pandemic seriously enough in the beginning. President Trump says
the numbers seem to be a little bit on the light side, and I'm being nice when I say that.
China has launched a global social media campaign to depict them as heroes in the outbreak. We have breaking news, and it's not good. The Labor Department says 6.6 million unemployment claims were filed last week, breaking the previous record of 3.28 million new jobless claims. That itself was four times the previous record. Claims are made even by workers furloughed due to stay-at-home orders. Once again, 6.6 million claims. President Trump says a pair of Holland American cruise ships will be allowed to dock in Florida today, even though one has a couple hundred on board with flu-like symptoms. Governor DeSantis says he doesn't want them, but this passenger says
if his mother was on this ship, would he still be saying, no, they can't dock?
300 are Americans. Foreign passengers will be sent home. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. CDC researchers believe up to 25% of people infected with the novel coronavirus show no symptoms. Well, that sounds good. It means more people can be transmitting the disease without knowing it. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Several Utah companies are stepping up to help provide personal protective equipment for healthcare providers. Queen of Wraps owner Brian Griffith says they're building face shields.
We had a PO for 10,000 pieces of face shield PPE.
He says providing the PPE is a win-win situation because not only do they get to help in the fight against coronavirus, it also gives him a way to keep his employees working.
Three groups are petitioning the Utah Supreme Court to order the release of more inmates. They say there's a danger of coronavirus infection in jail and prison. The petition was filed by the ACLU, the Disability Law Center, and the Utah Association of Criminal Defense Attorneys. Corrections officials say they are taking steps to keep the facility safe.
One of the busiest places in Utah right now is a Procter & Gamble factory that's producing TP to meet the unprecedented and probably unnecessary nationwide demand. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage. John.
Yeah, Tim, the demand for hand sanitizer, protective face masks, and, of course, toilet paper is keeping Procter & Gamble Company plenty busy these days. This is especially true for their Box Elder County plant, where P&G's Charmin brand toilet tissue is one of the primary products that they manufacture. A company spokesperson for the Bear River City plant says they're churning it out as fast as possible in order to help eliminate the national shortage. Their facility reached a deal with the Utah Governor's Office of Economic Development back in January to add up to 221 new jobs at the site over the course of the next 20 years. Now, these new employees aren't there yet, but the company says it'll help them be better prepared in the future if another national shortage pops up. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Believe it or not, three of the largest retailers in the country are reporting a drop in customers. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our live team coverage with those numbers, Mary.
Amanda, Target, Walmart, and Costco are now reporting lower foot traffic numbers due to the coronavirus. It could be because of the stay-home orders, but researchers say it could also be because people stocked up early on for the long haul and they don't need to go back as much to the store. MarketWatch says last week foot traffic at Walmart was down 6.7% year over year, Costco 8.7%, and Target 20.5%. But they say the data shows as things get better, consumer behavior should return to more normal patterns. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Residents in the mountains and even some of the benches waking up to a little bit of snow this morning.
Had a little blast of winter in the overnight hours with some scattered snow showers that have moved through and some accumulation as well. We will look for the scattered snow showers to continue this morning, but then gradual clearing once we get going through the day. It is going to stay much cooler than usual, though, for this time of year. Highs only in the 40s, where the average high is in the upper 50s, so it's quite cool for today. It will get a little warmer tomorrow, and we're back to near 60 or above as we head into the upcoming weekend.
Grass at my house in West Jordan also had some snow on it, but Grant says we're looking at another little storm for the first part of next week.